主，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
你真的是非常非常的爱我们。
You truly, truly love us.
你爱我们的爱是远远远远超过我们所能够想象的。
The love you gave us has superseded what we can imagine.
而且你的爱是在叫我们可以在日常各样的机会里面不断的经历到。
Your love allows us to experience in our daily life.
你的确是以永远的爱来爱我们。
You use your eternal life to love us.
你为我们被挂在十字架上。
For us, you are hang on the cross.
你为我们流出宝血。
And your blood shed for us.
在我们还做罪人的时候，你就已经成就了那一切救赎的工作。
While we are still sinners, you have accomplished the work.
你是真的爱我们。
You truly love us.
你没有等我们同意你才做那件事。
You did not wait till we agree before you love us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们求你的爱今天借着圣灵浇灌在这里。
And we ask that your love will come to us through the Holy Spirit.
你知道我们都需要你的爱。
You know that we all need your love.
你知道我们需要你向我们显现。
And you know that we all need your revelation.
我们愿这样的时间是叫我们与你相会的时间。
And we hope that this time is the time that we meet you.
也许对有一些朋友是一个陌生的时候。
It may be very strange to some newcomers.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank Lord.
当我们遇见你，我们就不再觉得陌生。
When we meet you, you are no strange to us anymore.
当我们遇见你，我们心里就得到安慰。
When we meet you, our heart is comforted.
我们遇见你，我们心里就得到满足。
When we meet you, our heart is satisfied.
我们遇见你，我们心里就得到喜乐。
When we meet you, our heart is happy.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
愿今天在这里不见一人，只见耶稣。
Today, we hope that we don't see anyone else except you.
我们愿意丰富地遇见你。
And we want to meet you abundantly.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
给我们这样的机会。
To give us this opportunity.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，首先我代表我们在这里聚会的基督徒，欢迎第一次来我们当中的朋友。
For the whole congregation here, I'd like to welcome the friends.Being here the first time.
我们非常高兴遇见你们。
And we are very happy that you come.
我们可不可以先一个鼓掌？
And let's give a pause.
好，谢谢。我先给大家一节的圣经哈，在哥林多前书第一章的30-31节。
I'd like to read a verse first in the First Corinthians.
这两节圣经是我今天送给凡是来这里的朋友还有基督徒。
I want to give these two verses to all the Christians and friends who come here today.
所以你如果能够记起来呢，那是再好不过的。
So if you can remember these two verses, it will be great.
但如果记不起来没有关系，希望你有印象。
But if you can't remember them or memorize them, that's all right, as at least you heard of it before.
为了帮助我们记忆的缘故呢，我们读两次，好不好？
And for us to easily memorize it, let's read it twice.
我们一同读，请。但你们得在基督耶稣里，是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记。夸口的，当指着主夸口。
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
我们再读一次哈。
Let's read it again.
但你们得在基督耶稣里，是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记，夸口的，当指着主夸口。
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
我现在不是解释 这两节，不过我刚过的这个星期一有一件事情让我印象非常的深刻。
I'm not going to explain these two verses today, but the past Monday, I have this experience that I'd like to share with you.
那个印象呢，就是如果一般来讲，我们不太喜欢去参加所谓的丧事聚会，对不对？
And this experience comes from a funeral.
但是呢，我刚好这个刚过的星期有一个机会参加了一个丧事聚会。
But the past Monday, I have to go to this funeral.
那个去世的人呢，是一个基督徒，他是一个年纪大的年老的基督徒。
The person who passed away was an elderly Christian.
他呢是在八十岁左右才信主。
And he became a Christian only at about 80 years old.
那他今年呢离世，就是被主接去呢，是九十岁。
And at the time he passed away, he is 90.
所以他大概呢。信主的年纪大概十年左右。
So he had become a Christian for about 10 years.
但是呢，我觉得他这十年呢，给我印象深刻。
But these past 10 years has gave me a deep impression.
因为一个人哈，到八十岁要能够有一个大的变化，不容易。
Because for a person at 80 years old to have a big change is not easy.
而且呢，听说呢，他在信耶稣以前呢，他是非常反对的。
And I even heard that he was against Christ before he was a Christian.
不过我还没有机会听到他反对的那个强烈的手段是怎么反对法。
But I have not personally heard how he was against Christ.
我只是听说他非常反对。
But I just knew that he was against Christ.
因为这个老先生呢，我是从来没见过他，就是丧事聚会是第一次见面。
I have never met this elderly brother before, except at the funeral.
但是呢。他信耶稣之后的所作所为呢，让我非常有印象。
But what he has done after he became Christian has given me a huge impression.
他信耶稣之后呢，他心里有一个很深的感觉是，我为什么这么晚才相信
？After he became Christian, he has this sigh that why did I become Christian so late?
既然耶稣是我们的救主，我为什么要等到八十岁我才信耶稣
？Since Jesus is our Savior. Why did I wait till I was 80 to become a Christian?
我以前反对到底是为什么那样反对
？Why did I go against Christ before?
当然，他有很多故事是我不知道的。
Of course, there are many other stories that I didn't know.
不过呢，从他信耶稣之后那个反应呢，你就知道说呢，他跟耶稣啊，已经进入一个活的关系。
But after he became a Christian, he and Jesus Christ has this life connection.
譬如说呢，他这个不管什么刮风下雨，冬天夏天呢，他聚会一定是不会迟到的。
For example, no matter what type of weather outside, a stormy or rainy days, he was never late to a meeting.
不但不会迟到，还会早到。
Not only he was not late, he was early to come to church.
他聚会很认真的。
He is serious about each gathering.
我相信他可能是做笔记的。
I probably think that he would have taken notes.
而且他不但自己在聚会中有享受。
So not only he was enjoying the meeting himself.
而且呢，他觉得有机会聚会，你为什么不聚会呢？
So he was even thinking that if there is a chance of gathering, why didn't you come to a gathering?
所以呢，他也尽他可以的能力呢，来鼓励弟兄姊妹多聚会。
So he did his best to encourage every brothers and sisters to come to gathering.
所以在他，我觉得在他心里面有一个火热，就是他因为遇见耶稣之后所产生的。
So I feel that there is this heat in him, the enthusiasm in him.After he met Christ,
他八十几岁的年龄呢，他常常做馒头来给这些来聚会的这些弟兄姊妹或者福音朋友吃。馒头。
So at his about 80 some years old, he made buns for the brothers and sisters to come who come to gathering.
我离八十岁还有很长的距离。
I still have a long way to become 80.
我觉得我的力量越来越小。
But I feel that I don't have that much energy anymore.
他的做馒头不是用机器做，是用手揉的。
He wasn't using a machine to make buns. He used hands to make buns.
他我想是他里面经历了神的爱，然后神的爱也从他身上 流出去。
He experienced the love from Lord, and the love flow out from him.
虽然馒头不是什么很贵的东西，但是亲手做的就不同啊。
Even though the bun is not anything expensive, but if it's handmade, then it's different.
而且呢，他对神和神的话呢，有一个很强的渴慕。
And he has this desire for the Lord's words.
你怎么可以见证这件事呢？
How can you testify this?
他呢，当然很喜欢聚会，然后他也很喜欢呢去读那些好的，就是有帮助的，对我们这个生命上有建造帮助的那些属灵的书籍。
He loved to read the Bible as well as other spiritual books that can build him up.
那一般啊，我们读了自己读多了就算了，对不对？
Usually we just read ourselves and forget about it.
那在我们再认真一点读了再告诉人家，就是讲给别人听。
For some other people, after they read it, they share with others.
或者说我们读了呢，我们好像变成老师了，我们就来当老师一样。
Or after we read it, we could become an instructor, a teacher.
可是这个老弟兄啊，有个很特别的地方。
But this elderly brother has something special.
他读了，他觉得这真是好啊。
After he read a book, a good book.
但是呢。不一定每个人都有那本书，对不对
？But not everyone has the same book.
书是一个问题啊。
Book is one object.
另外一个就是什么？不一定每个人好像看都方便，或者读都方便。
And another point is not everybody has the same point of view reading a book.
所以呢，他就想得很周到。那我怎么帮助人家呢
？So he had thought of this thoroughly, how to help others.
他就把书呢拿起来一句一句的把它念出来录下来录音录下来
He picked up the book read sentence by sentence and recorded
然后呢就送给他觉得、哦、这个太好了你一定要听啊
And then he gave it to others and tell them this is a good book you should listen to it
你如果念过书你就发现哈念书不太容易啊
If you have read books before, you knew that this is not an easy task.
可能念没几句就错了，然后就很离谱了。
Maybe after a few sentences, you had gone a different way.
结果呢？听说，他念了那个尼托森的全集里面的好些东西。
But I heard that he read the Watchman Nee's books.
包括什么属灵人啊？属灵人三本加起来这么厚。
Including the spiritual books, which has three different sections.
他都把它录起来，然后送给人家听。
And he recorded all those books in the tape.
你说这个人如果不是疯子哈，就是里面有火。
You might think that if this guy is not a crazy man, then he has this enthusiasm.
我相信他不会是疯子。
And I believe he's not a crazy man.
我相信他里面有火。
But I believe that he has this heat.
因为他读的那些书哈，他发现。真有帮助啊
Because after he read these books, he truly believed they are helping him.
这么有帮助的，如果你们没有听到、没有读到，很可惜。
It's such a pity for other people who cannot listen to these books.
所以呢，他等于呢就帮我们做菜，都炒好了，你只要吃就可以了。
So he was like a cook cooking all the meal for us and feeding us.
你想这样的一个人，怎么会？从反对主耶稣，然后到这么积极的去服侍主呢
？Think about such a person who was from Antichrist to such a heated person to spread the gospel word.
我在那个聚会里面听说还不止如此啊。
And I heard that he wasn't only like this.
八十几岁对我们来讲是安享天年。
At 80 some years old is the time for us to rest and enjoy.
他呢？他还所谓参加什么短宣队啊？他到那个冰天雪地的地方去，然后一去呢，还不是两个礼拜，他是一去就好几，他是人家参加一个梯次，他这样两三个梯次，他就是整个时间都在那里。
But he went on missionary trip. He went to the cold place, not only for a few days, but for a few trips in a row.
我想他那有几个人信耶稣那不重要，但重要怎么样说？这个人怎么样说？他呢？他真的是有一个迫切能够希望人信耶稣的这样的一个
一个迫切在他身上倾注。
I believe that he has this urge to make people believe in Christ as well.
我相信在他最后这个十年哈，他跟主耶稣哈那个关系是非常非常亲密的。
I believe he has this close relationship with Christ in the last 10 years.
在他的那个安息聚会里面哈，然后放了他的那个有一些他的那个。他是用像这样的投影的这个记录。
In the memorial service, there is this slide.
有很多相片，但那些相片我印象都不太深。
And pictures which I don't remember very clearly.
但有一个事情让我印象很深刻。
But there is one thing that make me remember.
但是我在看的时候我心里觉得是这干什么啊？怎么一直是这个就是这个影像。
When I was watching it, I was like, why is it stay still at this post?
什么影像呢?
What post is that?
他呢就他在他可能是去世的当天或者是前一天，那个时间我不是很清楚。
It could be the night he passed away or the night before he passed away.
那个前一个晚上大概十点多开始。
Around 10 o'clock at night.
一直到隔天的早上四点多。
Until the next morning, 4 o'clock.
他拿了一个那个录影机，我们叫摄像机、录影机啊，去录一个东西。
He was using a camcorder to record something.
录什么呢
？What was he recording?
昙花，一般我们说支气管那个昙花，有一种花。
He was recording a flower.
然后呢，他就从那个花一开，就是开出来了，他就一直在那盯着他的录，然后他说这是开了，这盛开了。
From the time the flower starting to bloom, the tape recording was recording it.
然后他就一直盯着那里录到那个花呢，后来又卸掉了。
The camcorder continued to record the flower until the flower died.
那这个大概过程可能大概六个小时左右的时间。
This lasts about 6 hours.
我们以前听说昙花一现啊，昙花一现。
Before we have this idiom that this type of flower, once it appear.
那真它真的就是好像它真的就是在你照给你看昙花一现就是这样子，几个小时之内从盛开呢，然后呢就卸掉了。
The flower only opened for a few hours and then withered.
但是奇妙的是怎么样说呢？它这样记录下来之后呢，它马上它不久呢。他就去世了。
And what's the miracle is after he recorded the flowers bloom for that few hours and then he passed away.
我在看的感觉哈，也许他们没有这样讲，但是我看的感觉就是他见证一件事情哈，人的一生哈，跟这个昙花一现是这样差不多的。
I am thinking that he wanted to show us that our life is just like this flower blooming.
好，我想。这个不是关于感觉，是圣经呢有提到类似的这样的一个看见。
But not only that, not only my feeling, but the Bible also tells us the same thing.
我们请大家看一个圣经哈，这是雅各书4:13。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4:13.
好 ，OK， 好，嗨，你们有话说，今天、明天。我要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we shall go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or that.
这个话哈，我们不太喜欢听，但这是个事实。
We don't like to listen to this type of word, but it's the truth.
而且呢，我们常常看到人生就是好像就像这样子。
And we also see that life is just like this.
很多由不得你自己做决定。
There are so many things that out of our control.
我那个时候
我在上班的时候哈，有一天突然发生一件事情。
When I was working in a corporation environment, one day something happened.
就正在开会，就是那些同事他们正在开会。
While we were in a meeting with colleagues.
那正在开会的时候呢，突然有一个人就倒下去了。
Suddenly one person fall.
那倒下去，那里面刚好有一个人，他懂得急救啊，然后就去急救他。
And one person went to help him urgently.
那个急救的那个同事呢，他是个基督徒。
And the one who gave emergency help was a Christian.
他做了急救之后呢，然后呢，救护车来就把他送，把那个倒下去的人呢送医院去。
Later on, the ambulance came and took the person who fell down to the hospital.
那他就是在想说，哎呀，那个我这个同事哈，到底后来怎么样？
And he was thinking about the colleague, what happened afterward.
当然在想的时候呢，刚刚这段话呢就从他心里面就浮出来。
While he was thinking, this verse came to his heart.
所以浮出来之后，他想说，那是不是就不见了呢？
And he was thinking that, does that mean the colleague vapor?
那果然如此，就是那就不见了。
And that was the fact afterward, the colleague passed away.
啊，所以你们原来是一片云雾，啊，你们生命是什么呢？原来是一片云雾，出现少时候就不见了。
What was your life? Your life was just like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
这是一个生命的一个，对我们在我们我们虽然不喜欢这样，但是就是这样。
Even though we don't like our life being like this, but that's the fact.
啊，那另外还一段圣经哈，下面这一段他说，这里讲说你们蒙的重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
In the first Peter chapter 1 verse 23 it says, For you have been born again not of seed which is perishable but imperishable, that is through the living and abiding word of God.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass wither, and the flower falls off.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord abides forever, and this is the word which was preached to you.
所以这里面一面告诉我们说，我们的生命呢，在肉身的生命来讲呢，是就是这样特性，好像这个尽都如草，然后呢，我们呢有什么才华呢？有什么荣耀呢？那就是那个草上长的那个花，啊，这个形容很，你知道，很传神啊。那我以前呢，这个不服气啊，但是现在我很同意啊。
It actually reflects that our flesh, our body is like the grass, and what is the glory for our normal body is like a flower of the grass, and when the grass withers, the flower falls off. Before, I did not like this type of description, but now I truly feel that it's just like this.
那草呢是必枯干的，花呢是必凋谢。
The grass wither and the flower falls off.
这是我们肉身生命的一个特性。
This is the characteristic of our flesh.
我们必须承认这个事情。
We must admit it.
如果我们看得清楚我们的状况的话，我们在神面前就有蒙恩的机会。
If we clearly understand this point, then we can receive God's grace.
但是呢，唯有主的话、主的道是永存的，那所传给你们的这福音呢？就是这道。
But only the word of God abides forever, and this is the word which was preached to you.
所以刚才我给各位朋友、给弟兄姊妹的话呢，你知道那个话是很有用的话。
So the words I just passed to you is something that you can use.
也许你暂时不会一下子完全的明白，但是你可以逐渐的，因为你接受了这个话呢，你可以逐渐的认识和经历它。
You might not completely understand those words right now, but gradually experiencing it, you can understand it.
也许我们刚来的时候，我们根本没有想到说这个信耶稣是跟我什么关系呢？
Maybe when you first came, you were thinking that believing in Christ has nothing to do with my life.
但是当你就是说得到了主的话，你遇见了主，经历了主之后，也许你就会像刚我讲的那位老弟兄呢，那个火从你身上呢就
But maybe after you receive Lord, accepted the Lord, then you will be like that elderly brothers I was mentioning about earlier, that you have this heated heart from yourself.
我再给一段话，这段话呢, 让我们看到这个, 我们的肉身的生命，这个是什么回事?
And I'll give you another verses from the Bible to show you how our life is.
这里呢, 就讲到这是, 这是传道书的第八章第八节。
It's in the Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 8.
他说呢, 无人有权利掌管生命, 将生命留住, 也无人有权利掌管死期, 这场征战无人能免, 邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。
No man has authority to restrain the wind with the wind, or authority over the day of death. And there is no discharge in the time of war, and evil will not deliver those who practice it.
这个叙述的是一个事实。
This is the fact.
当然我们想说，那医生应该是掌管生命哦。
And we may think the doctor have control over life.
医生可以延长生命哦。
And the doctor can postpone, make the life longer.
但是你如果那个医生和他很诚实的话，他告诉你他什么不能。
For a honest doctor, he would tell you the truth that he cannot.
他可以知道这东西。
He knows something.
他可以有医学的常识。
He has this medical knowledge.
他可以有专业知识。
He has this professionalism.
他甚至比我们这些不懂的人是高过不晓得多少倍。
He has many times more knowledge than the normal other people.
但是这里说没有人有权利掌管生命。
But here it says no man has authority.
这里讲是人，人没有办法掌管。
No man.
然后呢，没有人可以将生命留住。
And no man can have authority over the day of death.
那也没有人可以掌管死期。
And there is no discharge in time.
今年这个七月份，我经历了一件事情。
This year around July, I had this happen to me.
就是碰到这个事情。
I experienced this, just like what this verse said.
我外婆那边是一个家庭里面是一个很就是说属灵上很复杂的一个家庭。
My grandmother from my mother's side has this complicated spiritual family.
那她呢，她拜偶像，因为她是在渔村长大的，她拜偶像呢拜了95年到96年。
She worshipped idols. She grew up in a fishing village, and she has been worshipping idols for 95 years.
她大概到95岁或96岁的时候呢，她心里明白了，她决定了放弃一切的偶像，信耶稣。
At 96, she understood and she decided to give up all those idols and become a Christian.
很不容易，我没有办法体会她的心。Not
easy at all.
但是呢，你说她信耶稣之后，应该她应该是享福的日子。So
after she become a Christian, she should be enjoying her time.
因为她预期是这样，因为她觉得呢，这拜来拜去拜了九十几年，这其实一点益处都没有。Because
she has come to her knowledge that after 95 years, worshipping idols, there is no benefit for her at all.
然后她有个机会，她跟主耶稣一祷告，她发现，哎呀，主耶稣真的是不但叫她心里的满足，而且叫她经历到神的能力在她身上。
And there was this time that she prayed to Jesus Christ, and she realized that Jesus Christ gave her the satisfaction in her heart.
她所经历的呢，是她拜偶像完全不能给她的。
What she experienced that time was never experienced before when she was worshipping idols.
所以呢，她呢就决定要信耶稣。And
so she decided to believe in Jesus.
但是她当时还搞不清楚信耶稣呢是她跟主耶稣的事情。But
she wasn't sure, clear that this is between her and Jesus Christ.
所以她还有一个想法，就是说我虽然信耶稣呢，但是呢，我还要让我儿子同意一下。
So she wasn't sure, and she thought that even though I want to believe in Christ, I should get the consent from my son.
很不巧，他三个儿子呢，拜偶像的情况呢，比他更严重、更厉害。But
unluckily, all three sons of hers worship idol even more than her.
然后呢，其中一个呢是当过和尚的。
And one was a monk before.
会还俗了哈。
And then return to the normal life.
有一个呢是被邪灵控制的。
And one was controlled by the evil spirit.
这一听到他要信耶稣呢，就说不可以。
Once this son heard that she wanted to become a Christian to believe in Jesus, he said no.
绝对不可以，你信耶稣，我的面子挂在哪里？
And he said, if you believe in Jesus, then where do I stand?
我还不晓得信耶稣跟人的面子有关系。
I never knew that there was a relationship between the faith and believing in Jesus.
然后就威胁他说，你如果信耶稣的话，你如果去世之后，我们就不替你办丧事。
And he even threatened her that if you believe in Jesus Christ, when you die, we are not going to bury you.
这下子我外婆呢被吓住了。
And so my grandmother was threatened.
她呢，她信耶稣，她是心里相信的。
She truly believed in her heart.
而且她觉得呢，耶稣真的好的无比。
And she truly feel that Jesus Christ is so good.
然后她在那个时候呢，她也想说，我应该要受洗，我应该受浸。我信耶稣，我应该受浸。
She even believed that she should be baptized.
但是这被一吓呢，我不能受浸。
But once she was threatened like this, she denied to be baptized.
就没有想到呢，她是想说我不受浸呢，我大概就没事了。
And she was thinking that if I wasn't baptized, then everything will back to normal.
那自从她跟她儿子讲说她信耶稣之后呢，她就没有好日子过。
But since the day that she told her sons that she wanted to believe in Jesus, she has no good day afterward.
就亲生的儿子逼迫自己亲生的母亲。
Her sons persecuted her own birth mother.
那些严重强烈的方式我就不叙述了。
I'm not going to talk about how they persecuted her.
她光要自杀就自杀了好几次。
But she wanted to suicide a few times.
你就知道她被逼迫到痛苦到什么地步。
Then you see how persecuted, how difficult she had gone through.
但神保守她呢，她虽然自杀好几次呢，通通都没有照她的意思。
But God has protected her, that even though after a few attempts of suicide, she was alive.
她自己不能决定她自己什么时候死。
She couldn't control when she can die.
然后呢？他儿子也是继续逼迫。
And her sons continue to persecute her.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
这个人真的信耶稣啊。
She truly believed in Jesus.
虽然在这种受逼迫的环境里面。
Even under such a persecution.
他对耶稣的认识是进步的。
She has a progress in the knowledge with Christ.
我们有时候想说，我信耶稣了，我最好什么困难都不要遭遇，然后我这样，我只要读几本书，我就能够对耶稣认识增加。
Sometimes we think that if we become Christian, we just want to read a few books, no persecution at all, so that we can understand Christ more.
神给我们的带领常常不是这样。
But God's guidance is different.
结果逼迫，大概两年多之后。
For about 2 years of persecution.
这个逼迫啊，没有吃的，没有喝的，没睡，吃不好，睡不好，穿不好，什么那个不受不，反正也不受照顾，反正就是那就叫他要自杀，你就知道多厉害了。
The persecution has bring her no food, no drink, no sleep, and all type of mental pressure, which bring her to suicide. Then you can see how serious that was.
最后呢，有一年我回台湾的时候。我就想说，他已经信了，他应该要受浸。
One year when I returned to Taiwan, I believed that she should be baptized because she has belief in Jesus.
但是他明明被我舅舅控制起来，你根本就我这个人哈，我自从信耶稣之后，然后那我那控制外婆的舅舅，我是不能去靠近他的。
But my grandma was controlled by my uncles, her sons. Ever since I become a Christian, I cannot get close to my uncles.
所以我根本就没有机会去帮我外婆受浸。
So I did not have the chance to baptize my grandma.
但是神很奇妙的作为呢，就那次给她生一个小病，然后送到医院，
然后呢就把他拉出来。
But there is this miracle that my grandma became ill at that time, and she was sent to a hospital, and that released her from home.
拉出来之后，大概在送到我阿姨家呢，大概三个礼拜左右的时间。
And then she was sent,
前后大概三个礼拜左右。
She was sent to my aunt's home for about 3 weeks.
结果就是她的第一礼拜结束之后，我就回到台湾，然后我一听说她出来了。我就赶快就去到阿姨家去。
And one of that week I was in Taiwan, and I heard that my grandma was in my aunt's home, so I rushed to my aunt's home.
那结果呢？我就问我外婆说：“你经历这些东西，你还相信耶稣吗？”
And I asked my grandma, after your experience of all these, do you still believe in Jesus?
她马上，她毫不考虑的相信。
She has no doubt, and she said yes.
你要受洗吗？要受浸吗？
And I asked whether she wants to baptize.
你要归在耶稣基督的名底下吗？
Do you want to belong to the Christ's name?
毫无考虑。
She has no doubt and is agree.
她经过那些逼迫，她里面更肯定。
After all those persecutions, she has this certainty.
她现在不管了啦，反正我就是归在耶稣基督的名底下。
And she neglected everything else, and she just wants to be under Christ's name.
所以受浸完之后呢，大概一个多礼拜，她又进去受逼迫。
So after the baptize, after a week, she went back home under the persecution again.
这个受逼迫一直逼到什么时候呢？逼迫到她去世。
And this persecution lasts till she dies.
那你知道哈，有时候有些东西是超过人可以想象的，有些事情是真的超过人可以想象的。
So you can see that something has supersedes our imagination.
有时候你没办法想象一个亲生的儿子可以逼迫自己的母亲，逼迫到一个让你难以想象的地步。
Sometimes you cannot imagine how your birth son can persecute his mother to death.
所以今年我外婆呢是地上的年龄是100岁，三位数。
This year my grandmother is 100 years old.
然后到了六月下旬的时候呢，身体已经完全不行了。
And about in the end of June, her body cannot, she was not in good health anymore.
送到医院去。
She was sent to hospital.
然后医生也判定说，大概已经够了，不行了。
And the doctor even agreed, saying that she may not last.
那一般来讲，我们讲那我们就等吧，那就等到她结束吧。
So normally we would just wait till she dies.
但是那个被邪灵控制的那个舅舅真是很奇怪的。
But the one that was imposed by this evil spirit is acting strange.
他插了呼吸管。他插的胃管，他就是他。
She has these tubes through the mouth and the stomach.
结果呢，他就要求医生把它拔掉。
This son requests the doctor to remove those tubes.
那医生说什么
？And what did the doctor say?
他说这个是不可以做的。
He said this cannot be done.
好，那让我们为这事情祷告啊。
And we pray for this.
祷告了好几天，神就借着医生呢，就拦阻他很多次。
We prayed for a few days, and the through the doctor, this was stopped.
但是呢，他那种想法哈，就是控制他哈，他就非做这件事情不可。
But he has this evil thought in him that he has to do it.
医生已经讲了，剩下没有几天了，他不管你什么，有几天没有，我就是要做这件事。
The doctor already claimed that she has not a few days last, but he cannot wait.
真的，那几天我们家很紧张的。
We were also nervous for that few days.
所以我们就在祷告。
And we continue to pray.
说主啊，你是掌管生命的主，人的出生是你掌管的，人的死亡。人家离开也是你掌管的。
Lord, you are the one who control has authority over our death and birth.
绝对不能让这件事情，不能让他得逞。
You can't let this son to do something like this.
哎，就有一天呢，那天早上呢，我妈就好像打电话来。
And one morning, my mom called.
我妈就说哈，这次可能挡不住了。And
my mother said, maybe this time we can't stop him.
而且他已经在要往医院的路上去了。
He is already on his way to the hospital.
他说现在只有一个方法。
And now there is only one way.
主耶稣在他去到那边之前呢，主耶稣把我外婆先接走。
Is to ask Jesus Christ to take away grandmother before this son arrived in the hospital.
那我们呢， 就迫切的祷告。我们刚好那时候家里有四个人，就迫切的祷告。
So our home, all four people continue to pray.
然后我们祷告完之后呢，两分钟左右，电话就来了。
After we pray, in about 2 minutes, there is another phone call.
就说呢，我外婆的气已经断掉了。
And said that, my grandmother has passed away.
我那个舅舅呢，没有机会做这件事。
My uncle did not get the chance to do something like that.
没有人有权利掌管死期。
There is no one has the authority over the day of death.
当然，这是一个特殊的经历了。
But this is a special experience.
当我们看见神是创造于万物的神，是掌管这个权柄。
But we see that this Creator God has all the authority.
啊，这里给我们看，刚给我们看到是生命上有它一些特性。
It shows that life has this characteristic.
啊，这些特性呢，我们常常可以看得到。
We can see this.
但是呢，在我们在生活当中呢，有很多的经历让我们印象非常深刻。
But there is also a lot of impressions in our life that we remember.
那这个呢，这个经历呢，我想哈，我就先读一段圣经，这个《传道书》第一章十二到十四节。
Let me read another verse in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter one.
他说：“我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王，我专心用智慧寻求。”查究天下所做的一切事，乃至神叫世人所经炼的是极重的劳苦，我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是不空。
I the preacher have been king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I set my mind to seek and explore by wisdom concerning all that has been done under heaven. It is a grievous task which God has given to the sons of men to be afflicted withI have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind.
这一个人呢，他在以色列呢曾经做王四十年。
This person was the king of Israel for 40 years.
圣经讲说，在他以前呢，没有比他更有智慧的人。
And the Bible mentioned that there is no other people before him is wiser than him.
在他以后呢，除了耶稣基督之外，也没有比他有更聪明的人。
And after him, beside Jesus Christ, there was no other wiser man than him.
那他写了一本书叫做《传道书》。
And he has written this book, which is the book of Ecclesiastes.
是他一生的经历，他这个圣灵感动他，把他写出来。
The Holy Spirit moved him to write down his life experience.
那这里呢，就是他已经做到王了，那他是享尽天上地，不，他是享尽天下所有的荣华富贵。
He was the king.Sitting on the throne, and he has enjoyed everything on the earth.
但是呢，他呢，他发现怎么样说呢？这些享受的背后呢，有个东西是他没有办法解决的。
But there is one this thing that behind his enjoyment he cannot resolve.
这里呢，就是有个虚空的问题。
That is the question of vanity.
所以呢，他想说，他一生的经历。他经历很多东西，然后他也去查考为什么会产生这些虚空。
He has experienced a lot, and he was studying why there is this vanity.
那使人觉得虚空呢？他给我们提，我只是揭露他一部分的东西。
And what he mentioned here is only part of it.
一个问题是什么？人要面对死亡。
And what is the question? The question is, man has to face death.
人面对死亡，你再有成就。统统归零。
No matter how successful you are, you still have to face death.
跟你熟悉的世界呢，产生了断绝、隔绝了。
The world that you are familiar with will be cut off.
人因为遇见死亡呢，人好像心里是一个盼望有永恒的东西，但是好像看不见永恒的东西。
Even though there is this eternal hope in our heart.But we can, because of death, we cannot see the eternity.
所以死亡呢，叫人呢会觉得没有盼望。
So death ended our hope.
而且呢，你可能得到的东西呢，后来你都不能带走。
And all you have taken possession of cannot brought with you to death.
那当然，我们就是说看到很多人生的经历。
You have a lot of life experience.
有许多的人，或者是很富有的，或者是很有学问的，或者什么，有些人他们认识到这个虚空了，没有办法解决呢，结果他们解决他们的方式是以死亡做解决。
A lot of rich people, full of knowledge people, they realize the vanity in the life, and the way they resolve this vanity is by suicide.
所以你只要在这个死亡的这个诠释，圣经告诉我们，死亡是一种诠释，是一种 power， 那能力。
So if you are under the power of death，
你如果在这个能力的控制底下呢，那你就是注定要虚空了。
If you are controlled by this power, then you are defined to be in the vanity.
这里没有选择的余地，因为你只要在死亡的控制底下。
You have no choice because you are under the control of death.
虚空的虚空。
Vanity is vanity.
啊，再好再有成就都有结束的时候。
No matter how good and successful you are, there is an ending.
还有一个让他觉得很虚空的一点。
There is another point to bring the meaningness for him.
他觉得就是说，他看人啊，好像人跟这个兽啊，就是那些地上的动物啊，好像差不了多少。
He saw that man and animals has not much difference.
其实我们现今看我们这个社会上的很多现象。
And actually, a lot of phenomena that we saw in this society.
我们不得不承认，很多人就是落在这样的一个情况里。
We cannot deny that a lot of people are in this type of condition.
所以动物怎样生活，它也跟动物的生活是类似的。
How the animals live, a man live like animal.
这里背后说明了一件事情。
And here it tells us.
人不知道怎么为什么要来到这个世界上。
Men don't know why they come to the earth.
人不知道自己受造的这个目的是什么。
Men don't know the purpose of being created.
人不知道自己活在这个地上到底是受了什么托付。
Men didn't know what's the responsibility for them to live on the earth.
所以人呢，活到后来呢，都没有责任感。
So after they live for a while, they don't have the sense of responsibility.
我有个感觉，好像现在所谓现代人的责任感呢，比几十年前的人的那个责任感呢，是差很多很多的。
I have this feeling that nowadays, in this contemporary time, people have this sense of responsibility is much less than people in the past.
那让你有感觉好，这人还不像人呢。
And this makes people feel that they are not men at all.
这说是人，但是不像人。
Even though they are men, but they don't act like men.
所以其实它背后的原因是什么？人不知道生命的意义在哪里。
So what is the true reason behind this? Is that they don't know the meaning of life.
所以人呢，也不知道生活的目的是做什么。
So they don't know what is their goal in their life.
所以呢，人活起来呢，就跟那个动物一样。
So when men live, they are like animal.
啊，动物怎么样？那些，我不要形容那个，那个动物怎么样？人也变成那个样子。
I'm not going to describe how animal live, but how the animal live, men become live in the same way.
所以他说虚空啊。
So he said emptiness.
这样的光景是一个虚空的光景。
This condition is in the vanity condition.
是根本是活在没有意义里面的。
It is living in meaningless.
那另外他也发现另外一个虚空的情况。
And he found another condition.
他说呢，他有一句话说，他说我见人为一切的劳碌和各我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作就被灵舍嫉妒，这也是虚空。
In chapter 4 verse 4 it says,And I have seen that every labor and every skill which is done is the result of rivalry between a man and his neighbor. This too is vanity and striving after wind.
这本来啊，这个人就是说有什么好的才华啦，还有什么他很正当的工作啊，他很正当的努力啊，这是非常非常好的事情。
It's good for men to have a special skill and hard working.
结果呢，那些很正当的这就用在正当的方法、正当的手段、正当的态度里面所成就的人呢，反而被人嫉妒。
But the person who has this proper labor and proper skill is being envied by others.
他说呢, 这样的光景, 这个虚空的光景,
and he said, in this type of condition is in vanity.
其实这个在我们现实生活的写照里面常常发生的。
In our real life, this happened a lot of times.
啊, 这是虚空。
This is vanity.
其实背后怎么样说呢? 为什么呢?那个要嫉妒那个人家他该有的呢?
Why someone has to jealous about what other people has?
其实就是因为人犯罪之后有一个罪的能力在人的身上。
And that is because after man sin, we have this power of sin.
这个罪的能力在人的身上呢, 它其中有一个表现的方式就是嫉妒。
And this power of sin reveals jealousy.
所以不要以为嫉妒只是一个，我们有人说啊，这个人就喜欢好嫉妒嘛，它是一个性格上的问题。
So just don't just say that, oh, this person likes to be jealous because this is his personality.
在人分析是一个性格上的问题，在性格的后面呢，有一个 power， 有一个能力在后头。
From the point of man view, this is the personality, but actually there is this power behind him.
这个能力呢，圣经告诉我们叫做。
And this power, the Bible told us, is the power of sin.
所以你看，就是说那个人他正当的在那里生活，结果反而被人什么？被人在那里嫉妒啊，在那里攻击。So
you see, this person was properly living, by himself, but was being jealous and attacked by others.
我想这些你在你仔细看这个世界这个社会，这常常发生的现象。
When you see the world clearly, this happens oftenly.
在我们的周围呢，也常常这种情况。
And it happens around us.
我再提一个，它是虚空的光景。
And I'll mention another condition of vanity.
他说，我见日光之下有一件虚空的事，就是有人呢孤单无二，无子无兄，竟劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为主。 他说呢，我劳劳碌碌刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底为谁呢？这也是虚空。And
another verse mentioned, Then I looked again at the vanity under the sun. There was a certain man without a dependent, having neither a son nor a brother. Yet there was no end. There was to all his labor, in that his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked. And for whom am I laboring and depriving myself for pleasure? This too is vanity, and it is a grief, fierce task.
这个人是个很认真的人,
this person is a serious person.
但是呢, 他说, 我劳劳碌碌刻苦自己, 又不享福乐, 到底为什么呢?
But he said he worked hard, depriving myself of no pleasure.
他也没有孩子,
He has no son nor a brother.
他就拼命赚钱，拼命赚钱，拼命累积。
He just worked hard and save.
这以前我们听过有这样一个例子，这是在台湾的那个电视新闻报告出来的。
We had this news one time in Taiwan.
有人用他这个很聪明的诡诈的手段，在不晓得多少年当中呢，就赚了大概40亿的台币。
Someone used a very crafty mind to earn about $40 million.
他呢就是真的这样，他就是这个劳劳碌碌刻苦自己不享福乐。
He's just like describing here that who labor and depriving himself with pleasure.
他赚钱赚钱赚钱赚钱，但是呢，他不花钱不花钱不花钱。
He continued to make himself rich, but he never spent it.
结果呢？ 他还要继续赚的时候呢，不能赚了，就死了。At
the end, he couldn't make any more money. He died.
结果死了之后呢，我们说死了啊，那个时候他是用在股票市场、在证券市场的手段去赚的。He
used his crafty skills in the stock market to make money.
结果他死了之后呢，5年之后还没有办法下葬。After
he dies, after five years after he died. He could not be buried.
他也没有太太，也没有孩子。
He has no wife, no son.
所以呢，他的这个财产呢，就变成他亲戚在那里， So 争斗。
So his money was left, to the relatives who are there to fight for it.
五年了，五年他都烂掉了。
For 5 years, the flesh depraved.
五年还不能下葬，还摆在那个一个露天的搭的那种棚子，就是摆在那里。
For 5 years, his body cannot be buried. He was still laid under the sun.
因为那个人太出名了，所以电视一报告，我就很有印象。
Because this is such a famous story, so once the news mentioned it, I have this. I remember this.
因为以前我的工作就是证券市场的工作。
I was working in the stock market before.
那他就是我们追的对象。
And he was like our idol at that time.
但没有想到是这样的结局。
But he has such a ending.
你说虚空不虚空呢？
Isn't this vanity?
他得到什么呢？
What did he gain?
他没有得到什么。
He gained nothing.
他的家得到什么呢？
What did his family gain?
也没得到什么。
Nothing.
因为到那个时候呢，五年了哈。还没摆平。
Because for 5 years they couldn't settle down.
还在打官司。
They are still in lawsuit.
还在吵。
They are still arguing.
还是不能下葬。
He still cannot be buried.
虚空啊。
Isn't this emptiness?
虚空。
It's meaningless.
对，我今天不能只讲虚空。
Today I cannot just mention about emptiness.
所以我要跳过去，很多虚空的例子。
So I'm going to jump around.
但是就是这里告诉我们，生活上有很多很多的情景真是虚空啊。
So actually, our life has so many meaningless things.
那我再请各位看一段圣经哈，这里呢就是导致我们虚空的背后有很多的因素在里头。
And I'll ask you to turn to another scripture which shows us how this vanity comes.
这个在罗马书第一章28-32节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 28.
好，我读一下哈。
I'll read.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈。
Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, gossip.
又是财毁的，背后说人的，怨恨神的，侮慢人的，狂傲的，自夸的，捏造恶事的，违背父母的。
Slanderous, hater of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents.
无知的，背约的，无亲情的，不怜悯人的。
Without understanding, untrustworthy, and unloving, unmerciful.
他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such thing are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give haughty approval to those who practice them.
我想我没有时间很详细去解释这东西，不过我们再读一遍，这样我们就有印象，你知道说哈，这些导致虚空的因素哈，常常在我们的周围，也在我们的身上都不一定。
We don't have too much time to explain each items here, but let's read again so that we have more understanding of where these emptiness come from.
好，我们再读一次哈。
Let's read again.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心。这个心呢是心思哈，就是你的思想，就是你的心，你的思想是完全是邪僻的，是完全是扭曲的啊。那行那些不合理的事。
And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨。
Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, gossip.
又是财毁的，背后说人的，怨恨神的，侮慢人的，狂傲的，自夸的，捏造恶事的，违背父母的。
Slanderous, hater of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents.
无知的，背约的，无亲情的，不怜悯人的。
Without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful.
他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，
还喜欢别人去信。
And although they know the ordinance of God, that who, those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give haughty approval to those who practice them.
你如果仔细去想一想这些里面的话，
Think about this, verses clearly.
想想这里面的情况，看看这些情况在我们现实的生活中发生的情况。
Think about all these words, descriptions, and look around us.
这些的情况制造了多少的虚空？
These conditions have created so much vanity.
让我们本来一个很美满的家庭，可能这家庭变成一个让你觉得很难以待下来的一个地方。
It was a complete family, but because of these, it became a family that you cannot stay in.
本来一个人在工作中，可能工作有很多的享受或者很多的追求，但是因为这些东西发生了，这工作对他来讲变成没有什么太大的意义。
You might have a lot of hope and pursue in your career, but because of these, the job become meaningless.
本来一个人是满腔的热血，要贡献这个世界和这个社会，但是因为这些事情发生了，他呢灰心丧志。
Someone may have the whole heart of enthusiasm to help the society, but because of these, they backed off.
不晓得制造了多少那种虚空啊，虚空在人的里面。
This created so much meaningless in people.
所以你要知道，这其实就是什么？这是罪的能力在人的身上产生的东西。
So what is this? This is the power of sin created in us.
所以罪不是一个很抽象的东西。
Sin is not just subjective.
也许这个名词是很抽象。
Maybe this this word is objective.
当然，我们不是讲这个法，就现在我们地上法律上讲那个犯那个地上那个法律上，你明明犯了法律上的罪，那个才算罪。
We are not mentioning about only the sins that was against the law.
圣经上讲的罪呢，是比那个是怎么样？是比那更严格的。
The sin in the Bible is more strict in the Bible.
神创造人。
God created man.
神给人设定了人生的目标。
God gave man the goal of life.
神给人设定了人跟神有一个正常的关系。
God set this normal relationship between man and God.
人跟神离开了那个正常的关系。
When man leaves this normal relationship,
人也就离开了他在神面前所得到那个人生目标的那个方向。
Man left the goal that God set for him.
所以罪圣经这个词呢是离开了那个目标的意思。
So sin actually in the Bible means when man left the goal.
离开了人跟神应该有的正常的关系。
Man left the normal relationship between God and man.
就罪呢就在人里面有力量。
And sin earned the power in him.
所以这里呢就是因为罪的那个能力呢，所以他有很多的表现的方式就在那里面。
And therefore, because of this power of sin, there are so many ways to show the power.
那这里所讲的那个方式呢，主要是表现在什么？人的心思、人的魂里面的心思、情感里面。
And these reflection actually reflected through your mind.
所以这个时候呢，人已经开始犯，人已经在犯罪了。
So man started to sin.
好，所以这是让我们对罪呢有一点点的了解。
Here it shows a little understanding about sin for us.
但是呢，神呢的确是爱我们。
But God truly loves us.
神知道人落在罪的这个控制底下，人是没有办法自己救自己的。
God knows that when man is in sin, man cannot save themselves.
所以呢，神老早就为人预备了救恩。
So God has prepared the salvation from the beginning.
那他这个救恩呢，是借着神自己的爱子耶稣基督来成就的。
And the salvation was accomplished through His beloved Son.
所以我们今天，其实我们今天题目讲的是一个恩典的人生。
Today our topic mentioned about the grace of life.
那什么是恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典不是一个，只是一个一个东西，那个恩典。
Grace is not an object, a subject.
神呢，他给我们的恩典就是把他的儿子给我们。
The grace that God gave us is to give His Son to us.
所以神的所有的丰富，
So all the abundance from God is in His Son.
所以他把他儿子给我们呢, 就把所有的丰富给我们。
So when He gave His Son to us, He gave all the abundance to us.
那这个丰富呢, 其中有一部分呢, 就是把我们从罪的权势和能力里面
And part of this grace is to bring us out from the sin.
其中有一部分呢, 就是赦免我们已经犯的罪。
And another part of it is to forgive the sin that we had committed.
所以当我们愿意相信接受耶稣基督做救主的时候,
So when we are willing to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,
他在十字架上面所流的宝血呢,
The precious blood that flows out in the cross has cleansed us.
这个赦免呢是什么? 是叫我们那个已经犯过的罪呢, 那个叫我们良心不能平安的那个罪呢, 那个罪的行为呢, 那个得到赦免。What
is this forgiveness? Is to forgive the sin that we had committed that our conscience cannot be in peace, has been forgiven.
虽然我们是犯罪犯过罪的人,
Even though we had committed sins,
但我们谦卑地承认说我们是得罪了神,
and if we are if we can humbly admit that we offended God,
我们需要耶稣基督的宝血,
and we need Christ Jesus' precious blood,
那他呢就把我们曾经做过的那些呢都一笔勾销,
and He is going to wipe off all what we had done.
但这个勾一笔勾销呢，不是白白的, 那所有的账统算在他儿子身上。
And this wipe off is not just for free. Actually, it puts the sin onto His Son.
所以耶稣基督他被钉在十字架上。
So Christ Jesus was nailed on the cross.
不但被钉在十字架上面呢, 他还死了。
Not only being nailed on the cross, He died.
他还为我们下到地狱里面去。
He even, for us, He went to the hell.
但是呢, 神使他三天, 第三天呢, 复活。
But God raised Him up After 3 days.
所以这个代价是耶稣基督替我们付了,
so this price has been paid for by Christ.
所以这个恩典就借着耶稣基督就临到我们。
And the grace came upon us through Christ Jesus.
我遇到有一些人哈, 就是说, 我知道有一些人他们在信耶稣以前他们是非常痛恨基督徒的。
I knew some people before they are Christian, they hated Christ.
我就听过这样一个见证。
I had heard about this testimony before.
那他呢就把他为什么痛恨基督徒呢这个原因告诉我。And
he told us why he hated the Christians.
这个呢是曾经是一个佛教徒。
This person was a Buddhist before.
而且他不是一个普通的佛教徒。
And he was not just a normal Buddhist.
他呢怎么讲呢？他呢，在大学的时代呢，刚好上大学的时代呢，他有机会信耶稣，也有机会就接触佛教。
When he was in college, he has this opportunity to believe in Christ or to believe in Buddhism.
他就在那个时候呢，那个佛教徒呢就很热心拉他就去了佛教那边去。
At that time, he became the Buddhist.
然后呢，他就很投入。
And he was enjoying in it.
他很投入呢。 然后他就受了很多的训练,
and he was trained.
当然他也拜,
and he also believed.
他拜呢就发生了所谓的灵界的事情。
In his worshiping, there are spiritual things happened to him.
但是我简短的讲，就是说他经过那个过程之后呢，那个他此后呢就对基督徒呢产生强烈的痛恨。
With his experience at that time, he hated Christians.
那个人他是从小练中国武术的。
This person liked the martial arts, Chinese martial arts, from his young age.
他练的是那种，他不是少年，他练的那种是一种内功啊。
He learned some internal power martial art.
其实我只是转述，我没有办法把他那种传神的那种讲法讲出来。
I'm just describing what he said, but not in the true spirit of what he said in person.
他说他那时候痛恨基督徒到一个地步，只要那些基督徒跑到庙里附近去传福音后，他一定运用他的武术去要攻击那些人。He
hated Christians so much that when Christians close to his temple trying to spread the gospel, he would use his internal power to fight them.
他说他的武术有多厉害呢？
And he said how powerful his his power is.
他不用亲手打你。
He did not need to be physical.
他有这个内功啊，然后呢就攻击你，他攻击特别会攻击这个五脏，就是。
He has this internal power to attack people's intestine.
然后受攻击的人呢，不会马上出状况。
The person who was attacked by him would not feel it at that time.
但是呢，事后就很严重。
But afterwards, is they will get sick.
他说他的功力到达一个地步，他可以你当时不觉得什么厉害的影响。
He has this power. That people would not feel it at that time.
但是几天之后呢，你的内脏就开始坏死。
But a few days later, their internal organ will start feeling pain.
严重的话呢，会死掉。
And if it's serious, they could die.
所以这个人呢，他就是这么痛恨。
So this person has this hatred.
所以他从来没有想要信耶稣的。
And he had never thought of become to believe in Christ.
然后他有机会呢，到美国来读书。
One time he had this opportunity to come to America to study.
那呢，很巧的是，他一来这里，接待他的都是基督徒。
But so in such an opportunity, everyone who welcomed him are Christian.
结果呢，神一个这个奇妙的带领呢，他信了耶稣了。
God used this miracle guidance to lead him to believe in Jesus.
他信了耶稣之后呢，他才发现了。他原来他真的是个罪人。
After he became Christians, he realized such a sinner he was.
其实他在那里听的时候呢，他已经感觉到他不对劲。
Actually, when he was listening to the gospel, he knew something is not right.
后来他清楚他是个罪人。
And then he later realized that he is the sinner.
他也没办法救他自己。
He could not save himself.
所以后来呢，他真的信了耶稣。
So he became, he truly believed in Jesus later on.
那现在这个人呢，他呢？听说在台湾，他常常出去传福音。
And this person in Taiwan, I heard that he went out to spread the gospel all the time.
那他信耶稣之后呢，他有很多的改变。
After he has such a big change after he believed in Jesus.
这个人对他信耶稣，这个人信耶稣哈，对他自己来讲是一个重大的人生一个重大的转变。
This is a big turning point for him.
因为呢，他说他在佛教界的这个辈分啊，就是。那个地位哈，那身份那个地位那个辈分呢、啊，就跟现在是佛教界很出名的叫做那个慈济的那个主持人是他是师兄弟。
He said that he has such a high status with the Buddhist level in Taiwan.
那他呢？这个那些在台湾那些出名的那个大和尚，很多都是他的师父。
And a lot of famous Buddha.Masters are his teacher before.
所以他刚刚信耶稣的时候，他还有一个怀疑啊。
So when he first beginning to believe in Jesus, he has this doubt.
因为他遇见了耶稣。
He met Jesus.
他也知道自己是罪人。
And he knew he is sinner himself.
他也承认。
And he agreed.
他也接受耶稣基督做救主。
He accepted Jesus as his savior.
但是他对于这个神的救恩呢，认识的还不是非常的。
But the knowledge about the salvation was not complete.
所以呢，他就心里有一个想法，就是说，这个万一我信错了哈，我还可以跑回去回教。
So he has this thought that if I believe in Jesus wrong, I can still return.
所以呢，他就想说怎么样？他说，那我就呢，我现在已经信了，那就信了，那我还是偷偷的呢，这个保留这个佛教的这一方面。
So.He believed in Jesus, but he secretly retained the Buddhism belief.
结果呢？哎，我们的主啊，是神是鉴察人心的神。
But our Lord examined our heart.
这个你偷偷藏在心里面的事情啊，哎，神就把你显明出来。
What you hide secretly in your heart is being revealed.
所以有一天呢，他在这个美国的这个超级市场呢，那个圣灵就跟他讲，神就跟他讲话。
So one day when he was shopping in the supermarket in the United States, the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
他说什么呢？他说我啊，就神自己，我是忌邪的神。
And God said, I am a jealous God.
就是怎么样说，除了我以外呢，没有第二个神。
And God revealed to him that beside me, there should not be any other God.
他刚刚听到这个声音的时候，他以为是他自己一时这个思想闪过的东西。
When he heard about this type of voice, he thought this is maybe just his imagination.
所以他换个地方呢，想到这个又不是这样想法了。
And so he changed to another place and hoped that this thought would go away.
所以他那次是陪他太太在超级市场买东西, 但是呢,那个声音呢,就一直跟着他说,我是祭血的神。
He was shopping with his wife at that time in the supermarket, and this voice following him kept saying that I am the jealous God.
除我以外不可以有别神。
Besides me, there, you are not allowed to have any other God.
他跑到这里还是那个声音,他跑到那里还是那个声音,跑另外的还是那个声音。
Wherever he goes, here or there, the voice is following him.
然后他去开车呢,那个也是这个声音。
When he was driving, the voice continued to go after him.
所以他就很困扰了,结果他就有一次他就跑去问一个基督徒。
So he was disturbed and he went to ask a Christian.
他就问他是什么意思?
He asked him, what does this mean?
那时候呢,那个基督徒就把圣经翻给他看。
And the Christian opened the Bible for him.
神,就是说, 你不可以脚踏两条船。
And it shows him that he cannot be in two boats.
我是祭血的神, 除我以外, 不可以有别神。
I am a jealous God. Besides me, you are not allowed to have any other God.
所以他从这次之后呢, 他把他这个佛教的关系呢, 是完全的断掉。
So from that time on, he cut off what he had with the Buddhism.
你知道他除偶像的时候, 除掉多少偶像吗?
You know how many idols he get rid of?
他用那种 那个发财车就是那种小货车啦。
He used a small truck.
小货车装了一货车满满的。
A full load of truck.
然后呢,他跑到那个台湾台中港一个空地,他去烧了一个晚上。
And he went to a empty lot to burn all those idols for the whole night.
所以呢,谁能叫我们称义呢?
So who can make us righteous?
就是我们的主耶稣。
It's our Jesus Christ.
因为我们罪得赦免就可以称义。
After our sin was forgiven, we can be righteousness.
谁能叫我们分别为圣呢?
Why God want us to be sanctified?
刚才那个就是他就被分别为圣出来。
What he had done to burn those idols was to sanctify himself.
主耶稣在他里面说话,告诉他说就分别为圣。
Lord Jesus spoke in his heart to sanctify him.
谁能救我们脱离那个虚空的光景呢?
Who can save us from those vanity conditions?
主,他的救恩,他的生命,就是救我们脱离那个虚空的光景。
His salvation, his life can bring us out of those vanity.
今天我们如果没有耶稣基督做我们的救主,
Today, if we don't have Jesus Lord as our Lord,
你可能可以被摆在这个最有盼望的一群人当中。
You may be put among the people with hope.
但是呢, 你还是没有盼望。
But you still don't have hope.
但是今天你反过来,
On the other hand,
如果耶稣基督做你的救主,
If Jesus Christ is your Savior,
他不但呢, 赦免你的罪恶过程,
Not only he forgave your sins,
而且呢, 他赐给我们生命,
He even gave life to us.
信耶稣得永生不是将来哈,
After you believe in Jesus and you will have eternal life, this is not talking about future, but now.
你今天你接受耶稣基督做救主,
Today you receive Jesus as your Savior.
今天耶稣基督所赐的那个永恒的生命就在你身上成为实际。
Today, the life, the eternal life that Jesus gave us
不但,
is in you today.
不但成为实际, 他在里面呢, 要成长。
Not only this is truth, the eternal life will grow.
它引导我们呢,来过生活中,日常生活中的每一个生活。
To guide us how to live our daily life.
因为它那个生命呢,是永恒的生命。
Because this life is eternal.
是超越的生命。
It's a superseding life.
是得胜的生命。
It's a victory life.
是复活的生命。
It's a revival life.
因为他自己死而复活。
Because he revived from death.
他不是告诉我们一个复活的道理。
He did not just tell us a revival theory.
他说,我是生命,我是复活。
He said, I am the life, I'm the revival.
所以呢,他就死而复活。
So he died and revived.
所以那个生命如果在我们里面,
So if that life is in us,
你就发现, 你即使被摆在最没有盼望的地方,
And you will see that even though you are put in among hopeless,
你的周围都没有盼望,
all around you has no hope,
没有人能够帮助你,
no one can help you,
谁能帮助你？
Whom can help you?
耶稣基督在你里面帮助你。
Jesus Christ in you is helping you.
因为他的生命是胜过死亡的生命。
Because his life has overcome death.
他的生命是叫你不犯罪的生命。
His life can lead you not to sin.
所以刚刚讲说，那个叫人虚空的死。
So the death that leads us into vanity,
在那个有耶稣基督生命的人身上呢，那个死已经没有能力了。
In a person who has Jesus Christ as in his life, has no power at all.
那叫人落在虚空里面的那些罪的那些的行为，那些的罪的那些的能力。
And all those sins, deeds, and bad behavior, in man has no power at all anymore.
因着耶稣基督的生命在你里面。
Because Jesus Christ's life is in you.
不是你被同化。
Not that you are being commonized.
是你在那显出耶稣基督是救主。
But you are revealing that Jesus is the Savior.
然后我昨天跟人家讲了一个故事，昨天吧，讲一个故事。
Yesterday I told someone a story.
不是昨天，星期五，对，星期五。
It could be Friday.
在这个那个大陆的一个劳改营里面，
劳改营就是in a labor camp in China，
就是关了一个因为信耶稣而被关起来的基督徒。
It captured a Christian who was being put in this labor camp.
他被关的原因呢？就是因为他信耶稣，没有别的原因。
The reason that he was being jailed because he believes in Jesus, no other reason.
然后呢，那他们把他关了，就希望他能够改变他的想法，他能够放弃信耶稣，他能够改变信仰。
They put him in this camp, hoping that he would change his mind not to believe in Jesus.
但是呢，因为他实在是真正认识耶稣。
But because he truly know Jesus.
那所以呢，他不可能被改变。
So he was unwilling to be changed.
那在这种情况底下呢，那个劳改营的那些主持的人呢，最后的发现呢，大概没什么希望。
And therefore, all those person in charge of those labor camp see that there is no way for him to change.
所以最后呢，就用一个强烈的手段。
And therefore, they use a very extreme way.
就叫了一个医生来。
They called a doctor.
那个医生呢，就带了一瓶砒霜来。
And the doctor brought a poison, a bottle of poison.
然后呢，也带了一条黑狗来。
And brought a black dog.
然后把那个砒霜呢，就拿出来，弄一点给那个黑狗呢尝一尝。
Took out the poison and let the dog taste it.
那就在那个基督徒面前。
Right in front of this Christian.
那黑狗一尝了之后呢？马上就倒了，就死了。
And right after the black dog tastes the poison, the dog died.
然后就问他说：“你看到了这样子哈？”
And he asked this Christian, "Are you afraid?"
现在要给你的东西跟他是一样的东西。
I'm going to give you the same thing that I gave to the dog.
最后一次机会。
The last chance.
你愿不愿意放弃你的信仰
？Are you willing to give up your belief?
那个就是说我不能放弃。
And the Christian said, I cannot give it up.
我愿意喝。
I'm willing to drink the poison.
但是呢，我请求你们给我一个应许，就是我在喝以前呢可以祷告一下。
But I ask you to give me a promise, promise me to allow me to pray before I drink the poison.
所以呢，他们说好啊，这个允许给你祷告祷告。
And they allow him to pray.
所以他就呢。到主面前去祷告
，and he came before Lord and pray，
把他里面的想法再祷告主。
He all his thought was prayed out。
那祷告完了之后呢，他就接下来就喝了。
After his prayer, he took the poison。
结果呢，他没有倒下去。
But he did not fall down。
经过好一段时间都没倒下去。
For a long time, he did not fall down。
也就是说。神呢，用他的大能呢，使那个毒性呢失去了作用。
God has used his power to make the poison effect get lost.
而带这个砒霜来的医生呢，他看了这个情况呢，
他当场把他的党证呢就撕掉了。
And the doctor who brought this poison in immediately tear off his communist certificate.
他说呢，耶稣是真的。
And he agreed that Jesus is real.
我愿意相信耶稣。
I'm willing to believe in Jesus.
我愿意相信耶稣。
I'm willing to believe.
我相信了之后，马上被关进劳改营。我愿意相信。
I knew that once I said that I believe, I will be also put in jail in this camp.
这个基督徒呢，我们看到的是他外面这个没有受那个毒害。
This Christian, we said that he was not poisoned.
但里面呢，是他有这个复活的生命。
But in him has this revival life.
他里面呢，在神面前有他对神有充足的信心。
He has this full faith with God.
也就是说，如果神允许说这是他最后一次为主做见证，他愿意呢，即使肉身倒了，他还是要说他是信耶稣的人。
And it says that even though if he knew that God is saying that this is your last day, he's still willing to believe and take the poison and collapse.
但是呢，主如果愿意让他再多一点机会为主做见证呢，就让这个毒呢，就对他没有任何的影响。
But if God is willing, even after he took the poison, this poison has no effect.
结果神恩待他呢，不但他为主做了见证，而且呢，神让他们肉眼看到说，这个毒也没有影响。
Not only God let him to testify for him, God shows that the poison has no effect in his body.
我们信耶稣的人有很多奇妙的事情。
There are so many miracles for Christians.
如果再给我一倍的时间，我还可以讲。
If you give me the whole life, I can continue to talk about these miracles.
但是我们是活在时间当中，我不能继续讲。
But we have this time restrictions.
但是你就知道说，我告诉你，神要救我们脱离虚空。
But I just want you to know that God wants to save us from this emptiness.
但不是毫无目的的活在这个地上。
So that you are not living on this earth with no goal.
我本来这都准备的圣经，因为我们不要再读了，没就还要花时间，我就点一下就好。
I have prepared a lot of other scriptures, but I don't want to read them all.
神叫我们在这地上是有方向、有目标的活着。
God gave us direction when we live on this earth.
有盼望的活着。
So that we have hope.
有平安的活着。
With peace.
有喜乐的活着。
With happiness.
而且有神永远的生命在我们里面。
And with this eternal life in us.
所以呢，神给你永远的生命做什么呢？
So what is this eternal life in you for?
神给你永远的生命，叫你有资格可以承受不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、存留到永远的产业。
God wants you to inherit those imperishable.
所以，神是要给我们，神要给我们一个很丰富的将来。
So God wants to give us this abundant future.
今天我们都在追求。
Today we are all going after those.
但你今天在这地上，如果不是永恒的东西，一抓你到时候就没有了。
But today, all the things that you captured are not lasting forever.
神先给你永恒的生命，神也给你永恒的产业。
God first gives you the eternal life, and then gives you the eternal inheritance.
你今天在认识他当中，你就可以尝到这个滋味。
When you know him, you can understand this better.
也许今天对一些人是第一次听到。
Today, for some people, this may be the first time you heard about this.
但是你如果愿意的话，
But if you are willing,
你在神面前可以逐渐的认识而且尝到。
Before God, you can continue to understand.
叫你的心有把握。
So that your heart has this certainty.
神的生命在你里面，不但叫你能够，虽然你处在这个虚空的环境里面，
God's life in you to make you, even though you are in this vanity,
你不再觉得虚空，
you will not feel emptiness anymore.
不但你不再觉得虚空，
not only you don't feel emptiness,
神也要使用你成为这个把这个虚空呢从这个地上的除去，就是这个是指这个地上万物啊，所有受造物脱离虚空的，神要使你成为使这些脱离虚空的那个神使用的器。
God will use you as a vessel to bring the emptiness out of this world.
所以今天你在地上的日子呢，
就是个很有意义的日子。
So your life on this earth is very meaningful.
你是一个可以把祝福带给别人的人。
You are a person who can bring blessing to others.
如果我们是在死亡的控制底下。
If we are under the control of death,
如果我们是在罪恶的控制底下,
if we are under the authority of sin,
虽然我们的心想要把祝福带给别人,
even though our hearts want to bring blessing to others,
但是常常我们是没有带到祝福, 好像把咒诅带来了,
but often we did not bring blessings but curse,
因为只有那个把祝福赏给人的神, 才有能力把祝福赏给我们,
becauseOnly God who gives blessing can give blessing to man.
所以如果你不是回到这个是祝福的神面前，你就没有办法成为一个给祝福，成为一个给祝福的器皿。
So if you do not return to the God who gives blessing, you cannot pass on the blessing to others.
这是非常实在的事情。
This is the truth.
好，我们我的就大概就停在这里。
We will end here today.
我们有一下有点祷告吧。
And let's have more prayer.
在祷告之前哈，我想刚才那个607首我们再唱一下吧。
And before we pray, we'd like to sing the song 605 again, 607.